up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. In 2020, she and her husband took the reins, inheriting not just a business, but a legacy built on relationships and care. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work? The pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Unwind with social hour at Cello Restaurante and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails aged for 30 days for exceptional depth and flavor. Let the Paso evenings begin.
I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, February 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles High School students walk out of class to protest ICE agents. Public hearing to allow cannabis operations in Paso Robles. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid to low 60s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Hundreds of Paso Robles High School students walked out of class on Friday to protest federal immigration customs enforcement. Students marched out at about 2:30 p.m. on Friday, walking down Niblick Road to the bridge and holding up signs in protest against ICE. The protest was organized primarily by students, Jesus Ursulo and Lyric Johnson. About 300 students in total participated, and signs included phrases such as, "America was built by immigrants," "You don't get to talk about what's illegal when you voted for a felon," and "Humans are not illegal." The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting this week on Wednesday, February 11th at 5 p.m. The meeting's purpose is to conduct interviews and subsequently appoint members for the city's advisory bodies. The three advisory bodies in need of appointments are the Housing Authority, Planning Commission, and Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee. The Housing Authority will require two appointments among three applicants. The Planning Commission will require two members among five applicants. And the Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee will require two appointments among four applicants. Public hearing for allowing cannabis operations in Paso Robles. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The City of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery. The hearing will be held February 10th at 6:30 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment to the city's municipal code will allow for the operation of non-storefront delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. The proposed amendment would establish a firm cap of three such businesses and will update and expand definitions in the municipal code for consistency with state law and clarity. The public is encouraged to attend the meeting in person or participate remotely. The Atascadero City Council will discuss the funding recommendations for its 2026 Community Development Block Grant Program in its next meeting. The grant program is distributed through the county. The City of Atascadero received four applications and estimates about $176,000 will be distributed to the city in spring 2026. Staff is recommending council approve the applications for the Viejo Camino Sidewalk Accessibility Improvements, Capsulo Minor Home Repairs, the Youth Activity Scholarship Fund, and funds to the El Camino Homeless Organization. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County District Attorney's Office announced an operation involving the San Luis Obispo County Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force led to the arrest of six individuals and the rescue of three female victims. The joint operation this year was a collaboration with San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties. They arrested 30-year-old Esteban Queja, charged with numerous felony sex crimes related to sexual trafficking of a victim. A review of his criminal history reveals he was twice previously removed from the U.S. by DHS in 2018 and in 2020. Another five individuals were arrested for crimes of communicating with a minor or arranging for a meeting a minor for the purpose of committing a sexual offense. In sports for the NFL, the Seahawks defeated the Patriots in the Super Bowl yesterday, 29-13. In the NBA, on Saturday, the Lakers beat the Warriors 105-99, the Cavaliers over the Kings 132-126. Yesterday, the Clippers beat the Timberwolves 115-96. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Thunder, the Warriors will go against the Grizzlies, and the Kings will face the Pelicans. In California news, social media giants are facing several landmark trials in a Los Angeles Superior Court, with opening arguments beginning this week. Meta and Google, the parent companies for platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, are facing lawsuits that allege their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. TikTok and Snapchat were initially named in the lawsuit, but settled for undisclosed sums. The City Council in Monterey Park initially voted to approve the building a giant data center in the city. However, five citizens organized a grassroots opposition to the data center, gathering more than 5,000 signatures in their petition, leading the City Council to issue a 45-day moratorium on the data center and pledge to explore a permanent ban. The California Department of Public Health continues to urge the public to avoid foraging and eating mushrooms altogether this year. Death cap mushrooms can often be confused with safe edible variants. Department of Public Health has reported four people have died and three others have required liver transplants after eating these mushrooms. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Tyler Ledford with U.S. Wheat Associates is moving from her role as the market analyst into a new position as Assistant Director of the Southeast Asia Office. The promotion marks an exciting step for U.S. Wheat as Ledford takes on a leadership role helping to promote U.S. wheat in key global markets.
We are expanding our capacity in the Southeast Asia Office because that's a region where we see a lot of growth potential because of a growing population, very rapidly expanding economy. Some countries in Southeast Asia have the largest GDP growth in the world. And it's an area where we've made a lot of headway with increasing the demand for wheat, through increasing wheat consumption. But there still is a lot of work to be done. It's still one of the areas with the lowest per capita wheat consumption worldwide.
Ledford talks about her specific duties while stationed in Southeast Asia.
It's really all about knowing people and making connections and building those bridges between the users in foreign countries and the farmers in the U.S.
Ledford will be based in a Philippines office, the largest overall buyer of U.S. wheat. The country is also the top market for soft white wheat and the leading destination for hard red spring wheat.
When performance matters and progress counts, look to Bulls of the Big Sky. Monday, February 16th at Billings Livestock Commission, Billings, Montana. Sale time 1 p.m. with over 200 head of powerful Simmental and Semi-Angus bulls selling. Bulls of the Big Sky is your premier Simmental seed stock source, delivering moderate to low birth weights, exceptional growth, and the maternal strength today's cowherd demands. We're building the future one bull at a time. View the catalog at bullsofthebigsky.com. Find us on Facebook or bid live on DD Auction. Bulls of the Big Sky, where genetics meet the horizon.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent. Transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Record high beef prices are impacting how dairy farmers manage their herds, leading many to breed more of their herd with beef genetics instead of breeding replacement heifers that will become milking cows. Those decisions, incentivized by short-term profits from the beef market, have caused replacement heifer populations to fall to its lowest since 1978. Meanwhile, dairy farmers are culling fewer milking cows, causing milk output to reach its highest level since 1993. U.S. milk production is setting records, but those volumes are sending increasingly misleading signals about the health of the dairy sector, American Farm Bureau Federation economist Daniel Munch said last month in a marketing report. He added that the trend has inflated milk supply and dampened farm-level milk prices, worsening returns on the milk side of the business, even as total farm revenue appears more resilient. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with rain in the afternoon at about a 70% chance. Highs in the upper 50s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Wednesday with showers in the morning, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, cloudy on Sunday and Monday with a half inch of rain. Upper 50s Wednesday, low 60s Thursday, mid 60s Friday, low 60s on Saturday, mid 60s on Sunday, 52 a week from today. Currently it is 50 degrees and cloudy with fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower following the Dow's first ever close over the 50,000 mark on Friday. Kroger shares are up more than 6.5% after naming Greg Foran, a former Walmart executive, to lead the massive supermarket company. Telemedicine company Hims & Hers Health has pulled its plans for a cheaper copycat version of the Wegovy weight loss medication after the FDA and competitors threatened regulatory action and lawsuits. Hims & Hers shares are down more than 22%. Novo Nordisk is suing Hims & Hers. Novo shares up more than 4.5%. And Cleveland Cliffs shares are down 20%. The steel producer says its recent quarter was dragged down by weak auto production and challenges in Canada. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
If I said remember us, would you know what comes next? I'm not sure, but maybe if I added, hello there, it's Jared. Now you got it. Maybe just a little more help? So here I go. Yes, hello, it's Jared with Hutch Heating and Air. Remember us? Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air of Atascadero at 466-8199. Or look us up on the web at hutchheatingandair.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family.
Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
Burlogger Excavation has been serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in bulldozer work for ranch and rural landowners. Call Burlogger if you need roads graded, fire breaks, or have erosion issues. Whether you need springtime disking, clearing, or general bulldozer work, they have the machines to tackle the job. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on the Creston Sawmill Burlogger Excavation Facebook page.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Same store, same location since 1968. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on the Monday edition, the right choice.
Goodbye, cruel world. The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Mr. Fred Bruin, RE/MAX Parkside, talking real estate, pretty important stuff. And Susanna, we think she'll be in this afternoon. Again, she's been under the weather, and she's, what, 38 weeks now she's expecting? So we shall see. And also, again, I need to remind you of this in a half hour. A half hour, supposedly, PG&E will be interrupting the electrical services out on North River Road. That's where the tower is and all the stuff out there. And our engineer, Bill, he should be heading out there in 2 minutes. And we will see. So there could be a slight little, let's see here to be exact. Where is it? There it is. Monday outage. There'll be a quick outage as I switch the wiring. All right, so we will see what happens. So just be prepared as we are not. All right, let's see here. Somebody wanted to answer the trivia question, Walter Payton. Now, Walter, he played in one Super Bowl, so that wouldn't have been at. So not even close. But thank you for the email there, Lee. That Super Bowl show was horrible. Where were the guys that said they thought it was not offensive and entertaining is out of his mind? May not go back to watching the NFL again. Well, I'll watch the games. I just don't watch the halftime. That's the easiest thing, at least for me. Let's see here on the text regarding this mess. If we don't teach our children that ICE have been deporting illegals for decades, why the outrage now? The halftime show will get worse. So-and-so says I was understating, and also says I overstated Charlie, whatever. Charlie Brown says it's your opinion, you can't be wrong. Well, opinions can be wrong. Opinions can be wrong, folks. Somebody says that the earth is flat, that would be their opinion. But they would be wrong. Now, if you say something like a color or a player or something like that is the best, the greatest ever, that's all subjective. But, yes, opinions can be wrong. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hello there, Def.
Hey, I got some, I think I have some important information for advertisers. I was at the all-you-can-eat Chinese restaurant yesterday and watched the kickoff of the football game, and the Chinese, all-you-can-eat Chinese is really popular with Hispanics. I guess they know where the real good deal is and the good food. The place is always packed. But anyway, I was the only one in the entire restaurant with my eyes on the TV. All the Hispanics, they paid absolutely no attention to the Super Bowl. And I think it's just not their game. Soccer's their game. And I bet that they don't have an interest in basketball either. Where baseball, they do, because there's a lot of Hispanics that play baseball. But I think that might be some important information, that Hispanics have very little interest in football.
You know, speaking of that, and I don't know if this is going to make any sense. If I am going out to dinner or any place, unless I'm going to a beer bar with my buddies to shoot some pool and watch TV, the company I am with, I'm not going to be watching the TV because I think that that would be rude. Just like we see people when they're sitting at the table, they're down looking at their phones. They're not having conversations.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know what I observed, that out of just a lot of people, I was the only one paying any attention whatsoever to the Super Bowl. Hmm. The Hispanics, they did not even look up at it.
Well,
but I could see that's important information for advertisers.
Well, and I can also see any group of people going to a place to eat and conversing among themselves and not watching TV, no matter what it is.
You know, you were talking about the rates on, you know, cellular phones.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I have a track phone that I got at Radio Shack. It cost me $29.95. And then every 3 months, I'll go in and I'll pay $45 for 3 months of telephone. So it's costing me $15. It's only $15 a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Nokia phone, and I am so happy. Only $15 a month for my cell phone.
What can you do on it?
You could do everything you want. Although I don't do anything I want.
Can you take
everything?
So
I just call and receive calls, and that's it. I don't know how to take pictures with it.
Okay.
I don't know how to text. It's a flip phone, but you can do all that stuff.
Okay. So, but if you did text, email, or do searches, you would be charged for it, right?
No, I don't think so. I do not think so. Well, check into it. Yeah.
It's not my phone. I'm not going to check into it.
Just check into it. I'm just telling you, $15 a month is all it is.
Well, what is, I just got one, so I'm not going to check into it. And I'm just guessing here that I would probably, for $15 a month, get what I am assuming to be, that I wouldn't be able to get a lot of the services that I would need or that I use, and that I would be charged extra past a certain limit.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because I'm not interested in all that other stuff. Like I said, just receiving calls and making calls like a regular phone, and that's all I do with it.
Jesus. As long as you're happy with it.
Yeah. You know, I made a New Year's resolution not to call in to talk radio, and this is the first time in maybe 2 months that I've called in.
Well, we would be.
That's why you haven't heard from me.
We would be in the second month, so your resolution lasted longer than most people.
It was before the first that I made my last call in.
Okay.
So I'd say it's been 2 months.
All right. Well, I'm glad you broke your resolution.
I'm not going to break it much more. Yep, I'm going to keep on my resolution. I just wanted to tell you about the advertisers. Give advertisers a heads up that I thought.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Sure, you're welcome.
All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us this morning. Let's see here. Did I get another one? I thought on the email, Kevin, were you aware of this? I wasn't. My goodness, I hope enough signatures can be gathered to get this on the ballot. Who the heck would not vote for this? I don't know where you got this from, but again, folks, this is on the email, so don't take this to be fact, unless somebody knows it is a fact, not an opinion. It says, a proposed 2026 California initiative aims to exempt homeowners age 60 or older from property taxes on their primary residence, potentially acting as a part two to Proposition 13 to ease financial burdens on seniors. This initiative requires approximately 875,000 signatures by August 4th for the November ballot. Current laws, Prop 19, already allows those 55 plus to transfer tax bases. I don't see how that would ever pass in California if this is indeed, but maybe there's something on the Howard Jarvis page that would let us know whether this is true or not. California couldn't afford this anyway. All right. Let's see here. Lost pets. Kevin, the camera company Ring had a commercial on the Super Bowl. You know, that's another thing, too. I didn't pay attention to the commercials either. I couldn't tell you who was on or who wasn't on. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I guess we can talk about Lindsey Vonn this morning.
What a shame.
Yeah, it was a shame. I don't think it had anything to do with her. Maybe it was Renee, but she caught that gate with her right arm and it pulled her sideways, and the rest was history. She went down like a very hard.
Yeah, she had surgery to repair a broken leg.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what kind of fracture she had. I've been able to locate that. I'm just curious if it was an ankle. Probably not an ankle because she's in a ski boot, so probably a tibia, high boot fracture, or maybe even a femur. I don't know.
Well, it's a sad end. By the way, I was watching the ski jumping, the ladies ski jumping Saturday night, and then those guys in the luge, man. When you were in Europe, did you watch any of the luge?
No, but when I went to Innsbruck, we got to go down the bobsled course they had there for the Olympics in whatever year that was.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty interesting.
Those luge guys are going about 75, 80 miles an hour.
At least. And, you know, sometimes they actually leave the track. If they get too high on a corner or something, they can shoot themselves off into space. It's happened before.
Yeah, I've seen, some of the, those clips, bloopers, whatever you want to call them. And I'm watching that and I'm going, man, that's amazing. How do they steer those, the luge?
The toes are on those little curled up runners on the front of the sled.
Yeah.
And putting toe pressure on the runners and leaning causes the track to bend enough to steer it. It's very, very fine touch and not much control. So you got to, once you get catawampus, you're screwed.
I was going to say, because, those guys, they're laying on their back, so they can't see much because they need to keep their head down as flat as possible for speed.
They must have pretty strong neck muscles to go down there looking forward, like they're keeping their head up so they can see over their bellies.
I know. It's it's amazing. And, yeah, you can't turn those things much because that's basically just ice. that they're going down.
Pretty much. I'm not sure how sharp the runners are. I've only seen the bottom of the sleds a couple of times. The runners looked like they're about an inch wide rather than just a steel runner like on a skate. So I'm not quite sure how they control them, actually. I know the only way to stop them is to stand up and drag the back end of the runners in the ice.
Yeah, I was noticing that, how when they, you know, got down to the finish line, and that's what they would do. But it was pretty amazing to watch.
It is, and I started skiing in 1965 was my first time on skis. And the skis have changed so much since that time. The downhill skis in the Olympics used to be as much as 220, 230 centimeters long, more than sometimes half again higher than your height. And the way you picked your skis for the regular everyday skier just going recreationally was you held your arm over your head, and the ski tip should hit the crotch of your wrist when you're bending it over. So mine was about 7.5 feet long for a 6-footer. Now the skis are shorter than the skiers, and even the downhill skis are not that long because technology's improved so much. You couldn't do all these crazy spins and jumps and things with the ski that's 217 centimeters long. It's too much body to spin around. Now they're about 160. So there's a huge difference in the technology. It's so much improved.
Yeah, I wonder, and what's the difference in the weight? Because, you know, I can remember, you know, going back X amount of years, and, you know, it's not like they were heavy, but it's like, you know, this is a pain in the neck dragging these things around.
They weren't light because, well, the bindings are heavy, and you know, time you get the bindings in the boots, you're talking 15 pounds, I'm sure,
yeah.
Easily. The other thing I've noticed, I'm getting kind of bored with the skiing, but I've been fascinated by the curling.
These
guys are sledding those 48-pound rocks 100 feet down the ice and hitting a bullseye.
I'd rather watch grass grow.
Would you really? No. Yeah, I've been fascinated by it. There's so many skiing events now, it's crazy, and the snowboarders are just outrageous. It's fascinating in that respect, the change in the sport.
It is. You know, it's not something I would watch non-Olympics usually, but since they're on, you know, I'm watching it, and I am amazed at the ability of all these athletes.
Oh, gosh, yes. I told you that I skied the one downhill course. It took me about 45 minutes, but in my own defense, I am a very good skier, but it was glare ice. It's amazing. It was one of those runs, if you stopped, you weren't going to stop sliding until you hit something.
I did one of those at Big Bear years ago.
That's where I learned to ski. It's no summit.
My dad and I were going... No, we went skiing, and, you know, I don't know if they do it anymore, but you get off the lift, and you have a choice either to go left or right, you know, to the intermediate.
Depends on the run, but yeah, that's the case.
So, you know, I was average. So my dad had gotten up there first, and apparently he told the guy, hey, this guy in the blue jacket, when he's coming up, he needs to go to the left. Well, the left was the, like, top-notch slope to go down.
Yeah, there's a lot of places like that. Mammoth Mountain is like that. If you go down one way, it's a black diamond run. The other way, it's just a nice, easy cruise.
Yeah, well, probably like you, it took me forever to get down. I was scared to death because on the right and the left, there was just a drop-off.
That can be intimidating.
And I just kept going to the side, to the side, to the side.
There's nothing worse than being on a lift that's beyond your ability on a run.
Right.
And every time you get up, you go down, you're getting your bindings. But it's just a pain in the neck.
Well, by the time I got down to the bottom, my dad's waiting for me and he's laughing.
My first experience, my father was busting a gut watching me try to get up the hill. It was a rope toe. And back in the days when you had to grab on the rope, pulled you up the hill, you wore yourself out just going up the hill, hanging onto the thing and dragging yourself up. And then you let go and you slide backwards because you don't know what the heck you're doing.
Yeah. I was, believe it or not, I was on one of those. They had this place in Indiana of all, you know, the Indiana and skiing. Everybody thinks of that. But yeah, it was the rope, and it was a night skiing, and the damn rope was frozen.
And it wears out your gloves. You got to have special gloves, or else you wear the palm out of them.
Yep, yeah, that was a pain in the neck.
Yeah, this has changed a lot since then. And now they got the high-speed quads. One of my first jobs when I worked the one winter at Mammoth Mountain was at the top of the chair three, which one chair every 3 seconds, 3.5 seconds. And so if someone piled up on the ramp, it was my job to drag them off the ramp before the next skier came off and caused a pileup. Can you imagine doing that for 6 hours?
No.
The lift operator kept track of the number of people who crashed on that ramp. They finally had to redesign the ramp to make it more skier friendly. But it was one of the more difficult exits on the lift. And then when you got, and then the other problem that comes up when you're skiing and you can go left or right, you got to make sure the person next to you knows which way you're going, because if the one on the right goes left, the one on the left goes right, there you go.
Yeah, you get tangled up, and it's like a keystone.
Well, it is, because your hands are tied to your straps on your poles, and your legs are tied to your boots, and you got arms and legs akimbo. It's just like a playing Twister on skis.
Yep, it is. But at the end of the day, it's fun.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're tired, and you want to. Yeah, I tell you what. But anymore, I'm not going, because last time I went to Mammoth, it was 150 to get on the slope. Mm-hmm. I made 7 runs before this old legs were gone, so I figured 7 runs for $150 was just too much when you add everything else to it.
Yeah.
It's just really expensive now.
Yep, like a lot of things. All right, Doc, we got to go. Thanks.
Adios.
All right, bye. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force worked with Santa Barbara County to arrest 6 individuals and rescue 3 female victims. 30-year-old Esteban Queja was charged with numerous felony sex crimes related to sexual trafficking of a victim. 5 other individuals were arrested for crimes of communicating with a minor, 4 arranging for the purpose of meeting with a minor, 4 committing a sexual offense. The City of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery. The hearing will be held on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment to the city's municipal code would allow for the operation of non-storefront delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Savannah Guthrie's latest family video says we will pay. This afternoon brings the final deadline for a huge transfer of crypto to spare the life of their 84-year-old mother if the ransom writers are for real.
KGUN9, a local TV news outlet which received one of the original ransom notes, says the demand is $6 million and threatened Nancy Guthrie's life if it's not paid today by 5 o'clock.
Fox Madeline Rivera, 9 days after Nancy Guthrie was taken, with weekend evidence gathered at the Guthrie homes. President Trump tells NBC the Trump economy has kicked in and he's very proud of it. During the Super Bowl interview, where the Seattle Seahawks took down the New England Patriots 29-13, Seahawks coach Mike McDonald telling the crowd, "I believe God called me to be a coach and I listen to him and I thank him." America is listening to Fox News.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Hi, I'm Jody Landon representing the Ladies Conference. Our all-volunteer team would love to invite you to our 43rd annual event on Friday evening, March 20th and Saturday the 21st at the Colony Park on Traffic Way in Atascadero. This year's theme is Equipped and Empowered and will be fabulous with our two speakers. A mother-daughter team, Denise Windorf and Brooke Andrews, will bring us four sessions from their decades of experience of teaching. Denise co-authored a DVD Bible-based series which sold over 3 million copies. Her daughter, Brooke, has a heart in helping others grasp the living Word of God. She teaches at Biola University and at retreats and events. Lisa Reef's team will be back with her beautiful worship. Dessert on Friday night and a catered lunch will be served on Saturday. We'll have shopping available with local artisans, a prayer team on hand, and we'll get you out the door by 3 p.m. on Saturday. Register at ladiesconference.com. You may also text or leave a message with our registrar at 805-674-4468. We have tables of 9 and you get a better seat if you register early.
February is heating up at Tachi Palace Casino Resort. Every Thursday in February from 5 to 8 p.m., the cash keeps climbing. The first three Thursdays, three winners will each take home cold hard cash. It all leads up to the grand finale when the keys could be yours. The final Thursday in February, two winners will each win a Cadillac. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up or replacement. Get it done by the pros. If morning fog, then cloudy today. Mid-60s. Overcast clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. Cloudy with occasional rain in the afternoon. About a 70% for your Tuesday with high of 60. And as we head to Wednesday, we can get some more rain a.m., and that's about 70% chance. Highs for your Wednesday in the upper 50s, low 60s Thursday, mid-60s Friday, back to low 60s Saturday. Could get some showers perhaps later on Saturday. Right now, Sunday, 50% chance and mid-50s, and about a 60% chance of rain, low 50s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 6:57 a.m., 5:39 p.m. We went backwards, 49. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals, a great price. February, Saturday the 28th from 10 until 1 at the Atascadero Elks Lodge. There will be a Veterans Resource Fair asking that all veterans attend to make sure they are receiving all the benefits that are available to them. And again, this is the Atascadero Elks Lodge, Saturday the 28th from 10 till 1. Take advantage and honor Flight Central Coast of California. Please join the El Paso de Robles Area Historical Society for an evening of history and wine. Pioneer Players, the early years. Oh, my goodness. That's coming up Friday, February 20th at the Paso Robles History Museum at the Carnegie Library. And again, things start at 5:30. Stillwater Vineyards and, welcome. Let me see. Then they have the social and wine tasting is at 7. RSVP. Space is limited, so need to do that ASAP. And again, that's coming up Friday, February 20th. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries, it's 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. You know what's coming up this Saturday. Yes, you do. It's Valentine's Day. Do your job. See, Albie Louise Brown, Rudy Rowlett, Beverly Ford, Dorothy Kelly, Nyla McCormack, Jeff Smith, Lisa Howner, and Patty and Robert Kincaid. Those and also Cue Ball. My brother, Christopher Will, is having a birthday today. All right, on my right-hand side, let's see. William Henry Harrison, president, 1773, 1841. Ronald Colman, pretty good actor, 1891, 1958. Brian Donlevy, actor, 1901, 1972. Carmen Miranda, the Brazilian bombshell, 1909, 1955. The Rat, Dean Rusk, 1909, 1994. Gypsy Rose Lee, 1914, 1970. Yes, indeed. I'm walking the floor over you. That's right. Ernest Tubb, 1914, 1984. The Record Shop is still down there on Broadway. Bill Veeck, Baseball Hall of Fame, the owner and quite the character. 1914, 1986. Katherine Grayson, the actress, 1922-2010. Slugger, All-Star, Vic Wertz, 1925-1983. Onward we go with, oh, my good buddy. My good buddy that I met up there in Cooperstown. One of the best fielding third basemen of all time. Cleet Boyer, 1937-2007. Songwriter Barry Mann, along with his wife Cynthia Weil, 1939. Also moving along from the Shadows, the drummer, Brian Bennett, 1940, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, and friends with Barry Mann, Carole King, 1942, the singer, Barbara Lewis, Make Me Your Baby, and a really good song, Hello Stranger, 1943, Joe Pesci, 1943, Bill Berge, outstanding linebacker with the Bengals and the Eagles, 1945, Mia Farrow, 1945, Joe Ely, the composer and guitar guy, 1947, Major Harris, the singer, 1947, from Kool and the Gang, Dennis Thomas, 1951, 2021, country singer, yeah, I like this guy, Travis Tritt, 1963, Derek Strong, pretty good hoopster, pretty good wide receiver, Jimmy Smith, 1969, and who else do we have on the list here? Jameer Nelson, a pretty good point guard. He was born in 1982. Rose Leslie, the actress, 1987, and that is it. All right. Passing away on this day, Fred Morrison, the inventor of the Frisbee, 2010. Bill Haley of the Comets died in 1981. Great character actor Gabby Hayes passed away in 1969. Princess Margaret, the sister of Queen Elizabeth, she gone in 2002. And David Wayne, he was Digger Barnes in Dallas, 1995, and who else do we, Last of the Red Hot Mamas, Sophie Tucker died in 1966. All right, who do we have? Okay, you know, I've recommended this, and I will continue to recommend this till he gone, it's called The Hitmakers. You can get it on whatever they have things on now. I had it on the old VHS, and then I think we have it on DVD. It is absolutely awesome. It's called The Hitmakers, and it features some of the great songwriters out of the Brill Building in the late 50s and early 60s, and probably leading the way. And there's interviews in there with some of these people, including this lady, Carole King. Her and her husband, Jerry Goffin, they teamed together, and they were amazing. Now, she, along with Jerry, wrote or co-wrote 118 songs that charted on the Billboard Hot 100. Think about that, 100. Now, if you back up a little bit, when she was a kid, because she is a New York girl, she had a demo session that she did with a friend of hers. It was $25 for a session, and that friend of hers was Paul Simon. We know what happened with him. And then she also had another friend who she dated when he was still in high school. His name was Neil Sedaka. And all this ties in this documentary, The Hitmakers. And it's not just about Carole King. It's about a whole bunch of people. It's absolutely amazing. But her, along with her husband at the time, Jerry, they just wrote some incredible songs. And they were under pressure to do it as well. Just songs that have lived forever. And of course, she went out on her own with the famous album Tapestry, and she's in many Hall of Fames. Carole King goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Paso Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting this week on Wednesday, February 11th at 5 p.m. Meeting's purpose is to conduct interviews and subsequently appoint members to the city's advisory bodies, the Housing Authority, Planning Commission, Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee. The Atascadero City Council will discuss the funding recommendations for its 2026 Community Development Block Grant Program in its meeting on Tuesday. The city estimates that the county will distribute about $176,000 in spring 2026. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Just a couple of them, Locomotion and Crying in the Rain. Also, she did helped write, Take Good Care of My Baby Up on the Roof. I'm Into Something Good. One Fine Day, Pleasant Valley Sunday, and the classic, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman for Aretha Franklin. Amazing, amazing talent. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.